They refused to jump. One of them, Private Joe Ramirez, was pushed to the back of the plane. But after everyone jumped out, he told the jump master that he wanted to jump. The plane circled the field. On the second pass, he jumped. As Private Rod Stroll put it, "That took more guts than for a guy to go out the first time." Easy made its second jump that afternoon, with the men again going out one at a time. The next jump was a mass affair, the jump master shouting, "Go, go, go," as the 12 men in the stick moved into the doorway. The sticks cleared the plane in 6 seconds, to the astonishment of the jump master. Carson wrote in his diary, "I think I am getting jump crazy, because when I am on the ground, I think of the thrill of jumping and I want to jump some more. When I feel that opening jerk, I shout with all my might." The fourth jump came on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day, the company got the day off and a nice turkey feast. It was the first Christmas away from home for virtually every man in the company. Carson wrote, "It don't seem like Christmas. No snow, no tree, no presents, no mom and dad." On December 26th, the last jump, each man got a certificate declaring that he was entitled to be rated from this date as a qualified parachutist. Then the proudest moment of all, the one toward which they had been working for 6 months, the pinning on of the silver wings, from that moment never to be forgotten. Each member of Easy, every member of the 506th, was forever special. Colonel Sink held a regimental parade, then gathered the men around him. Standing on a platform, he read out an order of the day. The men later got printed copies. "You are a member of one of the finest regiments in the United States Army," Sink declared, "and consequently in the world." He said he was sending them home on a 10-day furlough and reminded them that there were certain things that are expected of you, not only while on furlough, but also a creed by which you are expected to govern your life. They should walk with pride and military bearing, take care of their personal appearance, and remember our battle cry and motto, Kurahi, and its meaning, standing alone. We stand alone together. He ordered the men to stay out of jail and dismissed them. Wearing their wings, their boots polished, the trousers bloused into the boots, off they went.